This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Another rapid rise in coronavirus cases continues to rattle global markets. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. For the first time, new cases of COVID-19 outside China are overtaking those inside the country, and that's sending fresh chills through financial markets today. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index is down more than 2%. Japan's Nikkei, which closed down by the same margin, was the worst performer in Asia. Hong Kong's Hang Seng, though, reversed losses to end 0.3% higher. The price of Brent crude, the international oil benchmark, is 1.6% lower. That's amid fears the coronavirus outbreak will slow the global economy and cool oil demand. Meanwhile, Norway's sovereign wealth fund, the biggest in the world, reported a record $180 billion return on investment last year. But if you're wondering whether now's the time to buy the dip in the stock market, its chief executive said it didn't see recent declines as an opportunity to buy shares. Well, Italian shares are down 2% this morning after the country, which has seen the largest number of COVID-19 cases in Europe, reported a 25% rise in infections overnight. The governor of the northern Lombardy region, which is at the center of the outbreak there, has quarantined himself after an aide tested positive for the virus. The country this week has taken measures to try and contain the outbreak, with more than 50,000 residents on lockdown. The BBC's Bethany Bell reports from just outside the exclusion zone.
A normally bustling coffee bar just off Piacenza's main square is empty. Gianluca, who runs the place, says fears of the coronavirus have scared away his customers.
As far as work goes, just look outside. Look, there are three people walking around. They probably come from Mars and don't know that there's coronavirus. Otherwise, everyone's at home. The schools are closed, so 50% of people are at home. But it's the way it goes. We'll wait till it ends.
But at least Gianluca's bar is still open. Piacenza is a 10-minute drive from the edge of the red zone, where the lockdown is in place. Even places outside the exclusion zone are being affected. A little town called Guardamiglio. Here, the bars, the cafes and other businesses are all shuttered up, and they have official signs on them saying they've been closed because of the coronavirus. There are not that many people out on the street, and a lot of those who are wearing face masks.
I'm Clara, and I'm from Piacenza. I'm 21 years old, and I'm a university student.
Clara shouldn't be here. It's term time, and she should be back in Trento. But universities across the region have closed down. She says there's a strange atmosphere in Piacenza.
It's like being in a limbo because you don't really know how to react, and you are preoccupied, but you try also to kind of not joke about it, but to just live life quite normally and not be too anxious about it.
Do you think the government is overreacting?
No, I think it's right that you should take extreme precautions, because it has been seen that it is a very contagious virus, so it's better to try to contain it, even though it may seem extreme. It's better to take these extreme measures before it goes out of control.
Back at the Piacenza cafe, Gianluca finally has a customer, Paolo, who works in business. He says the threat is being exaggerated.
Well, I think that in Piacenza, as like all around the world, there is too much panic for this influenza. All this panic is not good for a population. Worse than influenza is fear.
But fear or no fear, these are uncertain times for this region. In Piacenza, I'm the BBC's Bethany Bell for Marketplace.
The primary focus for central banks is to keep economies on even footing and offset the impact of risk. South Korea today kept rates on hold despite expectations they would cut them to new record lows in response to the coronavirus threat. The country now has 1,600 total cases of the illness, the second highest infection rate behind China. Jeremy Thompson Cook, chief economist at international payments company Equals, explains why the central bank made that call.
They are still waiting to see just exactly what the effect of the coronavirus outbreak is going to have on the wider Korean economy and the world economy. We know that economic growth has weakened. Consumption, so spending by both businesses and the public, is contracting. Exports are slowing. But while GDP growth has been revised lower and a recession hasn't been ruled out, there is still the overriding thought that any bounce back would be fairly quick.
The central bank is keeping an eye on household debt and property prices in South Korea. Though they left rates unchanged, they took a little bit of action, expanding lending support for small businesses, didn't they?
Yes, and this is something that we're likely to see from other central banks as well. The headline rate, the base rate, is something that they're unlikely to move purely on sentiment. There is very much a differentiation between fundamentals and fear factors. The fact that things may get worse isn't a reason why a central bank would cut its main interest rate. So support for smaller businesses, maybe cutting the amount that banks have to hold in reserves and therefore allowing them to lend more, is the kind of thing we're likely to see. And away from central banks, governments increasing fiscal spending as well.
The central bank didn't totally shut the door for another rate cut in April. Will they need to take action then, or will the impact of its two rate cuts last year be enough to offset the negative impacts to the economy?
They'll certainly be hoping that they don't have to cut rates in April. The key thing now is obviously just exactly how much of a disruption we are seeing to the wider supply chains. China, obviously, but also Korea, is part of a global supply chain. Therefore, if we're seeing very many cases of infections in areas which have high manufacturing bases concentrated around, for example, auto parts, car part plants, April is probably likely to see an interest rate cut.
Jeremy Thompson Cook, chief economist at Equals. Thank you.
You are more than welcome.
Finally, the World Health Organization hasn't yet declared the coronavirus a global pandemic, but officials will hold a press conference around 8:45 Eastern time to update the public. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.